Support for Politics and Public Policy Reporting on SDPB is made possible by SDN Communications, your business broadband provider. Learn more at sdncommunications.com.
Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. We continue to meet the candidates of the 2018 South Dakota election. We've invited all the candidates to join us for live conversations on In the Moment, and then we archive those on our website so you can search by your district or search by the name of a candidate and find out what they had to say in these initial conversations. Go to listen.sdpb.org for those. Today, joining me in the Sioux Falls studio, Rex Rolfing. He is a Republican. He's running for state representative from District 13. Welcome. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you very much for having me. Looking forward to it.
Now, for folks in District 13 and probably the rest of Sioux Falls, yours is a familiar name because you have lots of experience in city public service.
Yes.
But for the state legislature, this is a new venture for you.
Yes, it is. It's the first run for state office. Always like to serve, taking care of people, helping them in different ways, and enjoy the public service end of it. And
right.
It's very interesting. In my 8 years at City Hall or at on the state, I'm sorry, Sioux Falls City Council, it always amazed me to kind of know what's going on and get to know the people and be able to help people in different ways, and also to see to make sure that the city continued to move forward and progress in the way that a majority thought it should.
Right.
And so it's building those consensuses and working with people that maybe sometimes are not on the same wavelength, but for a special certain issue, we would be, and that's how things get moved, get done. You don't just powerhouse things through; you get them done, and work with people.
What years were you on the Sioux Falls City Council?
2010 through 18.
Okay.
May of 18. I just finished up in May.
All right. So this is Mayor Mike Huther's time.
Yep,
time
frame. Exactly. I was elected the same time that he was.
Uh-huh.
Along with Michelle Erpenbach,
right.
And and so two others were there, but they didn't continue on. Jim Enneman and why can't I think of her name now? I'll think of it.
I will too.
So we'll go that way. But yeah, the four of us were. That was when the time that we had five new people coming on on the board. Or on the commission,
right.
Along with the mayor, and it was kind of something else for a while.
Right.
We had to learn. The curve was really steep right at first because there were a lot of change that we needed to be made. The mayor came in with his agenda. We came in with kind of our agenda. They didn't always meet. They
right.
didn't always meet and or match up. And so we worked through some troubles and some problems, but we did work them out. And when we did finally figure out where we all stood, then we got some things done. We got a lot of things done in this city that, some of the things that people can see is good. The Premier Center and the Aquatic Center and the Levitt Pavilion going up across the street here. And, the new city center building and different things like that. But a lot of things behind the scene that people didn't realize. One major one was our pension plan for our police, our fire, and our city employees was turned over to the state government, to the state retirement system, who is probably the best, if not second best, in the nation. Fully funded, ready to go. They do a great job in investing. And it's very secure for our city employees. And I think that's very important. One of the things that I insisted on, I guess would be a good way to put it, during my tenure there is that the money that we had for the people that were still on our pension plan, because Sioux Falls started a pension plan for its employees before the state did. And that's why we have ours, and very few, if any, other municipalities have a retirement system. So we had ours, and it goes along very nicely, but it wasn't funded fully. And I impressed on the mayor and the finance director, et cetera, and the other counselors, counselors on how important it is to keep it 100% funded. And we're just very, very close to that right now. Not a point where it would be any problem writing a check if we had to write a little bit of a check to make up the difference. But we saved the taxpayers of Sioux Falls about $350 million over 25, 30 years. by doing that, and still gave the employees a good retirement program, So very pleased with that's one of the things that will never show up in the list of things that are doing
right.
that we did, but very, very important to the finances of the city of Sioux Falls.
You could make parallels, if you wanted to what might happen in the state of South Dakota to 8 years ago in Sioux Falls, in the sense that there will be a new governor.
Mm-hmm.
There's much work to be done. State's overall in good shape, but lots of opportunities, lots of challenges, and a whole new, possibly, class of new lawmakers yeah. as well. Could be a familiar, you could have some familiar days.
Yes.
Should voters choose to send you.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And I would be ready for them for that. I know a lot of legislators out there, both Republicans and Democrats. I think it's important, like I said, to collaborate, to work on projects together. We probably maybe won't agree on all of them, but many of them we will, because we're looking for the same thing. I went into city government 8 years ago telling people that, that's a nonpartisan position. I'm not a Republican, I'm not a Democrat in that situation. But what I am is Sioux Fallsian, if you will. And I'm going to get all the information I can on a certain subject. And then I'm going to vote and do what's right for the city of Sioux Falls. And I'm going to go up there the same way. If there are things that I think are right for the state of South Dakota, they may not sometimes be the most popular, but if they're right, it's the right thing to do. And that's what you've got to do, is do what's right for this state and for my district, 13. And you know, it always seems to work out when you think that way. And that's the way I want to do it.
I remember an early conversation with Greg Jameson, who is now serving in Pierre from his
right.
district. And one of the things he said that he learned very quickly when he showed up in Pierre was that, and I believe his words were, Sioux Falls is the elephant in the room and everybody likes to kick the elephant.
Oh.
So for people statewide who are listening, like how do you take that, especially, Greg Jameson did it, you've done it, you've served the city at a city level, a passionate city, mm-hmm. Public servant, and then you take that to South Dakota, and now the situation has changed, and some people, not in your district, but, statewide, might say, well, you don't really know what the state needs. We don't, is it going to be harder for you to be heard? Do you plan on more listening than talking? How do you sort of approach that transition from Sioux Falls, I'm a proud Sioux Fallsian, to, hey, the entire state needs to be dealt with now and addressed in a fair manner?
That's what I was trying to say earlier, too.
Yeah.
I want to do what's right for District 13, but I also need to look at the big picture, what's good for Sioux Falls. So there may be some votes that I have to cast that people in Sioux Falls are going to say not exactly the right thing, or not the right, but the best thing for Sioux Falls,
right.
but it's the right thing for the state of South Dakota. What I want people to learn, if you will, and knowing what I know, and now after being on the council for that many years, is that what's good for Sioux Falls is good for the state, and vice versa. What's good for the state of South Dakota is always good for the city of Sioux Falls too. We've got to think that way. We can't think West River, East River. We can't think Sioux Falls, the rest of the state. It just doesn't work. And so the more I can do to make sure that people don't think that way, look at what's right for the state, and I think we'll all be better off. I know a lot of the legislators around from, I graduated from Rapid City High School. I spent half my life out in Rapid City from 0 to 20. And so I still have a lot of people that I know out there. And then from just being around the state as much as I am with different organizations that I'm with, I know a lot of the legislators up there, and so it'll be good to be able to work with them on either side of the aisle.
Yeah. When you talk to voters and listen to what some of their concerns are they looking for, the character of the person, the experience of the person? They want to know who you are and what you're going to bring to the conversation in Pierre. Or are they talking about issues? When you shake their hand and say, I'm running for office, they say, I care about education, or whatever it may be. Or are they more interested in, who is the person I'm going to send to solve problems and represent me? How do they kind of...
The latter.
Okay.
I have very few people come up to me and say, you've got to work with education, or you got to work sure. with crime control, or, you got to take care of this drug problem, that kind of thing. because they know that if they send the right person up there, it's going to get done. You know, one way or another, it's going to get done. This is a conservative state, obviously. No one believes any other. And I'm a conservative when it comes to fiscal matters and that kind of thing. We got to stay within our budget. We don't have a choice in South Dakota. But I'm learning more and more as I get into this that there are some other funds available. Maybe there's some other ways that we can work things if we need to do things. Had a talk with the South Dakota Educational Association, and you know some of their questions were, you know, would you support care before school? What do they call that? Before kindergarten,
sure. preschool.
State-funded preschool. Yeah, thank you. And I said, sure, if there's the money, you know, and because you can't go out and get yourself into situations where you're borrowing money to pay Peter and Robin from Paul to pay Peter. That's what's got Chicago. That's what's got New York and California and everybody. And the first place they look is the retirement funds, and that's not the right thing to do. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. And those are tough decisions. I mean, I know looking at that from the city standpoint, some of the toughest decisions were those where you wanted to do something for the people. You wanted to, but there just either wasn't the money there or a law or whatever. There was something that was preventing you from doing it, and you just had no choice. Yeah. So.
Rex Rolfing is running for state representative from District 13. He joined us in our SDPB Sioux Falls studio. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me. Look forward to it.